Questions 1 through 5. Listen to a conversation between two students.
Hey, I heard about your senior thesis show in Gallery 2. That's great! I'm so proud of you, Malcolm.
Thanks, yeah. I can hardly believe it myself. I've still got a lot to do before the opening, though.
When's the opening?
Friday night. There's going to be a reception starting at 4 o'clock. I hope to see you there.
That's great. I'll be there. Will there be food?
Of course there'll be food. It's an opening reception. The friends of the gallery are paying for it all.
I'll definitely be there. Can I bring my roommate? She's an artist too, a painter.
Bring all your friends, as many as you like. The more the merrier.
Great! So, tell me about your piece. It's a sculpture, right?
Yeah, it's 3 pieces actually, but they're all connected. You've seen my boxes before, right?
Yeah. I remember one box you did that was all different shades of white.
Yeah, that was last year. Well, I'm still into monochrome. This time it's 3 boxes, one red, one blue, and one black. And it's sort of multimedia, because there's music involved.
No kidding. I'm intrigued. How did you do the music?
It wasn't easy, believe me. Each box has a miniature CD player built into it, hidden out of sight. There is a different style of music for each color. The red box plays Dixieland jazz, the blue one plays solo saxophone, and the black one is all sad violins.
So, your message is about the colors of the music?
Yes. Actually, I've read an article on this topic about a year ago, and I think I've been carrying this idea around in my head ever since. There was this study about the moods of music, and it showed that people sort of think of different kinds of music, the different sounds and tones of music, in terms of colors. People see lively music as red, and romantic music as blue, and sad music as black.
And so you found a way to put all of it, color, music, form, all in your thesis. Well done, Malcolm. I can't wait to see these boxes, and hear them too. It sounds awesome.
Thanks. I'm pleased the gallery too is showing it. So, what have you been up to? How's your photography?
Okay, I guess. I sent some of my pictures to the campus magazine, but they were rejected. I might have a picture in next year's catalog, though. It's a shot I took of the, you know, the stone benches in the front of the nursing school.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a black and white shot of the benches covered in snow. The dean liked it, and they might use it in the catalog.
Cool.
Well, I've got to go. Got class in a few minutes. It was great running into you. I'll see you Friday.
Great. See you later.
Number 1. What are the students mainly discussing? Number 2. How does the man probably feel when he says this?
Bring all your friends, as many as you like. The more the merrier.
Number 3. Which features are included in the man's sculpture? Number 4. How did the man get the idea for his sculpture? Number 5. Why does the woman say this?
Well, it's a black and white shot of the benches covered in snow. The dean liked it, and they might use it in the catalog.